Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Spending this week talking about the lessons I've learned from my father, who passed away on Sunday. A truly amazing human being, someone that lived a very, very fulfilled life. And as I'm sitting here, I'm working on his eulogy, which I'm going to deliver tomorrow. And one of the things that I look at in his life is that he left it all on the field. In other words, if he looking back at his life, you know, we all have things we'd like to do over again, and I understand that. But by and large, looking back at what he's done, I don't think he would have any regrets. As a matter of fact, I know he wouldn't have any regrets because I've had this discussion with him. And the idea of living a fulfilled life where you truly do the things that you want to do, and you spend your resources, you spend your energy, you spend your time pursuing those things. It's just an amazing thing, right? To look at the end of your life and know that you've done that, and know that you've accomplished the things that you wanted to accomplish. You've done the things you've wanted to do. You've spent time with the people that you wanted to spend time with. It's incredibly rewarding. And it starts with relationships. Right? There's all kinds of studies that were done, and I just read one last week that talks about the happiest people. The people that achieve the greatest success in life from a happiness standpoint are those people that have the strongest relationships. Relationships drive anything. We're social animals as human beings, and the social contact goes a long way to driving our happiness. That's really what it's all about. And our happiness is what ultimately brings us to live a fulfilling life. And so the one thing my father did very, very well is he surrounded himself with love. It started with my mother. He had an incredible marriage, better marriage than I've seen anywhere. And I grew up around it and saw it and witnessed it. And that becomes a template for me when I look at what he's done. He surrounded himself with his family. His family was the most important thing to him. And he would go out of his way to ensure that we got together. Every year he'd rent a house, a big house with, you know, sometimes 15 bedrooms in a great location on a beach or in the mountains somewhere where we'd all come together. All of the kids, all of the grandchildren, and what happened as a result of that is a family we're much closer. You know, all the grandchildren are true, have great relationships. I mean, they're you know, we see so much animosity in families, and I see it with friends, and my family, we don't have it, and I really and truly believe the reason we don't have problems that other families have is because of the way my father treated things. Right? Family came first, relationships were most important, and that's what he did. And he made sure that if there were any issues, they got ironed out and they got taken care of. And he let us know that the most important thing is family, and not to get caught up and stand on ceremony and have expectations. Just live, just be, and just accept what is. So surrounding yourself with love, with marriage, with family, and even close friends. And when people needed things, he was always there for them. Right? He wouldn't always give us everything we wanted, but he would certainly give us everything we needed. And if somebody was in a tough situation, my dad would always be there for them. And that's what he was all about, and that's one of the things that made him an incredible human being. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to continue this discussion on just reflecting on the life of a great man and looking at some of the life lessons that have come from it. From today, just want you to think about your relationships, the people that are closest to you, your family. Make sure you do everything you can to ensure that you exist peacefully with each other, that you don't get too caught up on small things that are in the bigger scheme of things relatively insignificant, on expectations of what, you know, you expected them to do or did or not do. Just keep in mind that life is short and tomorrow is never promised. Take care of the people around you.